Okay, we need Carter. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Hope I can see this okay.
What's that noise?
I don't know. Is the rat up in the ceiling?
Okay. Okay.
You hear it?
Jeremy,
that's yes. Playing something.
Call to order. Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call here.
You hear that, don't you? Huh? Here.
Okay. Public comments. This period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote. Approval of minutes for August 25th for possible action.
Motion to approve.
Second.
You did? Who did?
She.
You.
Okay. Moving right along.
So everyone approved.
Approval of the agenda for September 29, 2020, and hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action.
Motion to approve.
No second.
Third. Okay, informational items. Receive a report from Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns for discussion only.
Hey everybody.
Hi.
I've got nothing for you. It's been a pretty quiet month. Does anyone have any concerns or issues for me?
Yay, Sergeant Dean.
I have one thing to report. I got a sweet mustache. Going, so
I saw that.
I can't really show it off because I'm wearing a mask. Anyways, that's all I got to report.
Cool.
Welcome back, Officer Serrano.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Yeah.
And receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services regarding expansion of the post office building and other updates from Clark County for discussion only.
Well, that's me, and I don't have a cool mustache, but I do have a giant growth out inside my leg, so.
Uh-oh.
So I talked to the new postmistress in Jean, and I guess the post office has to assess the building first before they decide if they're going to add to that building or do a separate box for packages. So I met her the other day, she has my card, so once they make their determination, then we will work together to get either concrete pour to be able to put the new box or alter that building to accept the new box.
This one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's it, but I'm the next figure thing, so you want me to keep going?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Rock on.
So this is our time of year where we do our wish list. So last year's was new sign for the fire department, so I'm going to get this and everything. A pond, replace the sign in front of the community center, lighted walkway, and finish paving those several streets. And I thought somebody had given me more streets.
Is Main Street on there?
Yeah. exchanged between Shawmut and Penobscot. Rain is not.
Rain's bad.
Okay. So, this is the time. Oh, so, sign for the fire department. We're working on it. Fire department has it in process.
Yay.
Lighted walkway, RPM, is working on a solution to that. Probably mounting lights, maybe one on the building and one on the post office building that shine in.
For this sidewalk?
Mm-hmm. The sidewalk, okay. So that's two off the list.
Mm-hmm.
The pond is off the list because it's never going to happen. And replace the sign for the community center. It's kind of a low priority item, so it's just on the list at once. And then the finished paving is working with Public Works when they get some of that material, because I think it's ground up from when they do other stuff. So when they get some of the material, they'll be able to come out and finish those. So those are the updates. If you have any new stuff, if you want to add additional streets to the paving needs, this is the time to talk about it.
Main Street between Fail and Katie's Place.
Okay, Main between Fail and... Can we be a little more specific?
Main Street between... I'm going to say between...
What's the closest?
Oh.
Cross street for you.
Would that be Fail, the one between Vegas and Exchange?
What's up on the board?
Fail. Oh, Fail. I'm sorry.
Fail at the end?
Yes.
Oh, I'm thinking from Diane's West. Actually, from Fail on Main Street, from Fail.
To the end.
All the way, yeah, the very, very end, which is...
Katie's Place.
Okay. It has
almost.
And then we have Exchange between Shawmut and Penobscot.
Yeah. Now, there may be reason. I was thinking about this, Main between Penobscot and... Not Main, I'm sorry. Exchange between Shawmut and Penobscot. I'm wondering, since there's such a steep incline where Exchange goes west and ends up on a hill, if the water runoff, I'm wondering if they were to pave, I'm wondering if they did that on purpose. And this
I
is
don't
for
know.
Discussion.
Just because okay. we're asking for it doesn't mean they're automatically going to do it.
Okay.
So they'll assess it. I mean... A lot of things are on lists for years. You know, you guys have lucked out that you've gotten quite a few things, which is pretty amazing. Like Enterprise, which is another town board in town, they've been asking for community center for like 20 years, and they don't have one. So, you know, there's things that don't get done. So they'll come out and assess it. If, like, that wouldn't work, they won't be able to do it. So,
okay.
But...
Main is really bad. I would say Main is the number one priority in Good Springs.
All right. And then the other one that's still hanging around is replacing the sign in front of the community center. Do you want to continue to have that on the list? Okay. I always, because I send these to the different departments every year, so when there's something that's on there repeatedly, I'll asterisk it and say this is continues to be applied.
Still pending. Yeah.
Okay. Any other things we want to wish for? New things?
Yes, please. Do you have any? Oh, I thought you raised your hand. Oh, no scratching.
I will tell you that a lot of things that other communities ask for, you already have, which is
great.
Says something nice about your town. Like a community center, you have it. Water feature, park, you know, you already have those things. So the big item things, a lot of other towns, they ask for traffic signals and stuff, which you don't want. I hope not. So.
What about the fire station's water tank has a problem?
RPM told me they were coming out to look at that.
Well, they did, okay. And they're not going to do anything about it right away. So we have to shut it off and turn it off every time. It's rotten up at the top.
Well,
we thought it was actually bullet holes.
Oh, my.
But if it fills up all the way, it like seven little fountains come out. So
okay.
I don't know if it's stepping on their toes or what. But
no, you can ask for whatever you want. to me, having it on the list kind of reinforces the need.
Okay.
Water tank at the fire station. Okay. And I will talk to, for fire department stuff, I work with RPM and the fire department mm-hmm. because sometimes there's different funding for different things and we can make it work in different places. Just like for the sign, I had gone to RPM and I didn't realize that I could get it from the fire department. So that was a good thing to find out. So I will see what, I will work with both this time. So maybe I can get a yes from one of them. Okay?
How about the, how we work it, how we doing on the, excuse me, the street lights?
They told me they had been replaced. Have
okay.
They not?
You know what? I checked, I can't see the one that I can see from my house.
Okay.
And that's the one that's been replaced already. So I'll have to take a spin around
nobody
town.
Nobody told me any others.
Okay.
Because we asked last time.
Yeah.
And nobody has. And you put it on Facebook, too, and no one has said that there's any other now.
Okay.
So.
Good. And I have one other question. I brought up the couple stop signs in town, and you said that was another avenue we had to go through?
Oh, yes. And I don't know. I don't have it in my notes, so I'll have to. I think I'm really good about my notes. So, stop signs.
We really need one on Penobscot and Exchange.
Okay.
That is dangerous coming around your corner from your rental.
You can take the one from Vegas and San Pedro and put it over there.
Oh, can we? Okay.
Yeah.
And while we're on the subject of stop signs,
yes.
What avenues do we go through to make stop signs visible?
Uh-huh.
Because there, I know that one, and I know I talk about Penobscot a lot. That's because that's the road when I sit out on my front porch. I can see that. That is completely grown over. Penobscot and Pacific.
Oh, okay. And that's an easy fix too. Cannot the foliage
facing north.
Penobscot. And you know what? I think right before COVID, I had come and taken pictures of a bunch of these things, and I think it kind of fell by the wayside. So I might kind of do that again and send in pictures again. So, okay.
Good. Yes.
I got one missing. It might be my street up there.
Mm-hmm.
There was one there.
But there's no street name.
Well, it's actually it's an extension of.
It's the road that you go back to go to San Diego.
Okay, so the loop goes around to connect to 160. It's the only road?
Yeah.
It's the top of the hill.
Road that goes up that way. There was a stop sign here at 10 foot in.
Okay.
It's gone.
Okay.
Does our general public have anything that you guys would like to add to our county's wish list or our town's wish list?
So since you guys, I don't think any of you have been here when we've been through this process before. This is for capital improvements. This is, we're kind of talking about some little stuff, but this is for big projects. And this is just the list to tell, the communicate to the county if there were to be monies that come up for a big project in Good Springs, this is what we would like to see happen. We've got paving done before, or somewhat paving done before. We've gotten, like we talked about, we're working on some other things. So if there's anything you think of, like a community pool would be an example. We're not going to get a community pool. The county's trying to get out of pools because it's a nightmare. But that would be like an example. So if there's something you know of that or you think that the community could benefit from, this is your opportunity. You do it once a year. To let us know what you would like to see.
That's how we got the walking trail and the splash pad here at the park
mm-hmm.
and many, many other things, I'm sure,
yep.
before me.
Really a trout pond.
And do not bring up a fishing pond because you're not going to have a fishing pond. I'm sorry. I didn't even take that one. I didn't even tell them. I vetoed it myself. I guess I shouldn't do that, but come on.
I do have another question,
yeah.
And maybe I should have given it to Sergeant Dean. is the walking trails parking lot obsolete to park and rides?
I mean, it's a public parking lot.
Okay.
If it's being used for business purposes?
No, oh no, it's not for commercial.
Well, like employees park there and get a ride out to other businesses.
Okay, so that's the problem. And is it the business I think it is?
Yes.
Yes, we can say it out loud.
Okay, well.
Eric Brazier and his shooting.
Yeah, well.
I've seen two of his employees get dropped off there and get in their cars and go home.
Okay.
And vice versa.
He's not being a good neighbor.
In more ways than you even.
Yeah. There's no criminal thing for us to enforce with that.
No,
more of a trespassing, maybe?
It's not posted.
Oh.
No, but being a good neighbor is something I can't.
Yeah, there's more, there's probably better, more diplomatic ways to go about trying to solve it.
And I will. We're already discussing some issues.
Yeah.
Now, if they park in a handicap spot, you let me know.
We'll do it.
Totally. That thing.
Can we shoot down the helicopter he claims to have?
Mm-hmm.
There's no.
Oh, I said that out loud. I'm so sorry.
There's no permission. You guys have not approved a helipad.
No, we have not.
The helipad will have to come before you before that can be in place.
Oh, it's on his website.
Oh, I know.
And the signage.
And the buggies.
And, yeah.
Oh, another.
But I think Megan's got that.
Offline.
Yeah.
He wanted to cut a road in if I asked up there and go to the shooting range.
Well, he's quite a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's quite a guy.
Okay. Okay, so I am going to send forward the paving on Main and Exchange. Replace sign in front of the community center and water tank at the fire station. Okay? I need a motion.
A motion to approve.
And the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Okay. Alrighty, motion.
Alright, and...
Can I bring can we get this floor done someday? I mean, it looks like crap. And I can mop it until I'm dead, and it still looks like crap.
You mopped this floor?
Never been waxed or nothing.
Yeah, I second that.
The kids beat it up the last couple of years when they come in here and...
Motion to approve.
Approve.
She approves it.
Okay, so we'll add that to the list. Hopefully it won't...
Like all the rooms. I mean, I'll clean out whatever they need me to clean out, because last time they did, they replaced this floor, they didn't do any of the rooms.
Okay.
So.
Yes, it's on the list.
Okay,
so I am the next item too. I'm the whole show tonight. The next one is just everybody should be aware that applications are being accepted for the next term. Our new term starts in January, which, can you believe that? It's already coming up. I do know we have for sure one opening. I'm thinking it's going to be two. Applications are available on our website. And if you need a printed copy, just let me know. I'll bring a printed copy. And current members, you still have to apply it. Because it's a new board, not so new board, but new appointments every 2 years. So you need to get me an application too. That's it. That's all I got.
Okay.
Can I bring up a suggestion? What about the eroding buildings right there, right off of the old shacks and things like that? Are those able to be, any money spent to fix those up?
Those are all on private. Those are all on private property.
Are they?
And I know people have brought up those suggestions before, and it hasn't gone anywhere. So it would be up to private property owners.
And I'm not the chairperson, but I don't know you and haven't seen you. Can you say who you are when we're speaking? We're supposed to. Say who we are.
Yeah, I'm Ken. I'm right behind.
Oh, I didn't recognize you.
Here, right behind Charlene's house.
I didn't recognize
you. Oh, you're the new one up there.
Yeah, welcome.
Oh, you were here last time.
Or the time before.
Back, yeah. I didn't recognize you.
Did you have a bunch of lights on last night up there?
I got a new
I can see new lights up there.
Oh, yeah. Yay. Yeah. Cool. Welcome to the town.
Yeah.
Our town.
Thank you.
Okay, is that it? for that? Okay, moving right along. Planning and zoning. Nothing. General business. Take public input and review. Finalize requests.
I did those.
Did those?
Oh yeah. Sorry about that. Full of allergy meds. Applications. Okay. Comments by the general public. Mm-hmm. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the agenda, posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any board member of the board council wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote. This is your period of time.
Anyone?
Nobody? Okay, moving right along. Okay. Next meeting date is October 27th. This meeting is adjourned. October 27th, 2020.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Wow, I was expecting a long meeting.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
So,
Ken, I'm sorry, I didn't recognize you.
Oh, okay. Mine died. Oh,
hi, Kyle. Who's the new guy on the blog?